Hi, Ben here, and welcome to the Fat Burners 101 course. This is Module 1, where we're going to create a concrete fat shedding plan outline using the Middle Management M4. So, without waiting around, let's just dive right in. We're going to get started with a thought experiment. So, the next time you're watching television, I want you to notice how many commercials focus on a diet for weight loss. The assumption that they're making is that you eat too much. But ask yourself this. How do they know about your specific situation? How do they know about your diet? How do they know about your exercise habits? The answer is simple. They don't. They just want you to buy their stuff. For the diet establishment, it's really all about them and their bottom line. So then, how do you decide the best course of action for you? After all, and I firmly believe this, and I wasn't able to see my success until I realized this, but this is all about you. You need to build a concrete plan around your lifestyle and your needs, not the needs of some diet company guru or some diet company executive who is sitting in his office, you know, coming up with these diet plans. As you can tell, this module is going to be fun. We're going to start by getting right into the cold, hard truths about shedding fat. Some of these truths you're going to know, and some you won't. But make no mistake about it. They are the truth. I learned these things myself in the school of hard knocks, and now I'm sharing them with you so that you don't have to take that route. What really makes me sick to my stomach is that these truths are conveniently left out and ignored by many of the crash diet peddlers and so-called experts and gurus out there. Listen, I'm not here to lie to you. That would be a crappy way for us to start our relationship now, wouldn't it? After all good relationships are really built on trust, and you trusted me enough to pick up this course, right? So I want to continue to build upon that trust. So let's get right into the meat of this module and see what the real truth about burning fat is. As you listen to this course, I want you to think about how this matches, or it more likely doesn't match, with what you've been told about getting rid of your fat in the past. So let's start off with a couple of statistics. The number of people in the United States of America who are classified as obese as of the year 2000 was 31%. And this is from the National Center of Health Statistics. And these are folks where their body mass index, or BMI, is greater than 30. Believe it or not, 63% were overweight. And that's a body mass index of over 25. I mean, that's just an outstanding number. Over half of the population of the United States of America are classified as overweight. Now, the diet industry would love for you to believe that the exploding population of fat people are the reason that they are a mini multi-billion, and that's billion with a B, dollar industry. But that's only part of the reason. So what's the other part? Well, because they're not really interested in keeping you thin. If they were, and they were successful in helping everyone that tried their stuff, then they wouldn't make any money, would they? Everybody would be thin, and you wouldn't need them. So when deciding upon goals for losing fat and how to get there, you're going to want to focus on the four M's of weight loss, and that's part of what makes up a concrete plan. So let's ask that question now. What makes a concrete plan? Well, that's a good question. A concrete plan is going to focus on four key components. And those components are your mindset, your metrics, your metabolism, and your momentum. And these are known as the M4 of middle management. Now, what's really mind-boggling is that very few of the plans out there have all four components. They may have one, they may have two. Almost none of them have all four. In fact, I can only think of one off the top of my head that I've seen that actually does incorporate all four components. Focusing on these particular elements are going to help you create a concrete plan which will help you reach your weight loss goals and finally keep that fat off for good. So let's take them one at a time, all right? First, let's start with mindset. So wanting to burn fat is one thing. Being mentally prepared to do so is something else entirely. Very few of the so-called experts out there focus on having the right mindset for melting fat, and even fewer of those fad diets even broach this subject. Unfortunately, though, this is the very foundation of success, and if you're not really focusing on getting the right mindset from the beginning, you're kind of building a house on sand, so to speak. And by ignoring it, these people in these companies that are supposed to be helping you are really just dragging you along, and to them, you're like a fish on a hook. So they reel you in, and you lose some weight, and then they let the line out, and you gain the weight back. Then they put a new spin on it, and they reel you right back in. And the only people who are reaching their goals in this situation are the ones that are vacuuming the money out of your wallet. So when you find a program that begins and ends with helping you get and maintain the proper mindset, you buy it. Don't wait. For our purpose in this course, Fat Burners 101, let's just get an overview of how you develop the mentality to succeed, because that's going to be important. So if I could sum up the fat burning mindset in one sentence, this is what it would be. Relentlessly focus on and attack your clear goal until you achieve success. To burn fat, you have to be relentless. You can't let up. If you make a mistake, you got to hop right back on the track, and you got to keep plowing forward. You got to keep your foot down to the your foot down on the pedal almost the entire time. You have to set good, measurable, realistic goals. They have to be specific. You can't say that you want to lose weight. What is lose weight? If you lose a pound, are you successful? You have to say something more along the lines of, I want to lose 30 pounds by September 28th, or I want to lose 10 pounds by March 15th. Beware the Ides of March. Something specific is really going to, and you'll be surprised just by being specific how much that takes you down the path of achieving your goal, because you're starting to have a concrete vision. Then, once you have that clear goal, you have to decide on how you're going to achieve that larger target by creating several smaller goals along the way. I will lose 5 pounds a month by reducing calorie intake 500 calories per day and working out a minimum of half an hour 3 times per week. That's now we're getting really specific, and we're getting down to the concrete, and really focused set of goals. Focus on your reason for losing weight, whatever that reason might be, and there are no really bad reasons. I mean, everybody has a different reason for wanting to lose weight. Some want to be healthy, some want to look good in their bathing suit. Some want to attract the opposite sex, and they're all good reasons. Whatever your reasons are, they're your reasons, and you should embrace them. So focus on what you want to achieve. So focus on those reasons. Focus on how great you're going to feel when you have the body you want, rather than just focusing on what you don't want, which is to be fat. I mean, obviously you don't want to be fat. You wouldn't be looking at this course. When you get discouraged because you've had a setback, and believe me, you're going to have setbacks. Maybe you don't make the gym one day, or you don't get your 10,000 steps, or you don't do those sorts of things. Don't give up. Focus on what you have accomplished instead of the amount of weight or fat you still have to lose. Look at where you were and where you came from. And this is a perfect segue into metrics. So metrics are simply the things that you're going to want to measure. So I encourage you strongly to create a chart and a table and keep track of this in a journal, which shows your fat loss in some visual way. Make a graph that shows total inches lost, total fat lost, total weight lost. Keep track of that stuff. Determine ways to relate what you eat and how much you exercise to how much you lose. So if you're keeping a good journal and you're keeping track of, say, how many calories you eat, or how many net carbs, or how many whatever you're measuring, and you notice that the less calories you eat, the more weight you lose, or the less points you eat, the more weight you lose, or the less net carbs you eat, the more weight you lose, or the more exercise you do, the more weight you lose, relate those back in your metrics. Having visual aids to see your progress is going to help you not to lose your focus, and it's going to help you stay motivated to keep working and keep pushing forward. Now, I will say that for all they lack in helping you succeed long term, the diet establishment has beat metrics into you. And, you know, it's both a good and a bad thing. It's good in the sense you're measuring something, you're collecting data, you're using it. So, you know, whether it be carbs or, you know, I mentioned earlier net carbs for the Atkins disciples out there, or fat grams or points, you know, that Weight Watchers uses, you're measuring your intake. You're measuring how much you eat. What's bad out there is that they're really just polishing over calories. You know, it's all going to relate back to calories, and they're going out of their way to lie to you about what's really causing that weight loss. At the end of the day, you're going to find an incredibly strong correlation between whatever it is you're measuring, whether that be your fat loss or your weight loss or your inches, and the total number of calories you consume and burn each day. You know, they can put their own little spin on it and their own little formula on it, but it really is going to come down at the end of the day, more often than not, the calories. But in either case, whether I'm using something like carbs or fat or calories, I still have to pick up the box of food and look at the nutrition label. In some cases, I have to use a formula or even buy an additional guidebook or a membership to get the information. I mean, come on, really? You want me to give you more money to use your system? I just bought it. You know, it's just another way to get more money from you. Here in the United States, the government mandates that nutrition facts be listed on product packaging. Use it. I did, and believe me when I tell you, it works. Don't fall into their traps any longer. You know, take it from a regular 9-to-5 guy with a wife, 2 dogs, and 2 kids who's, you know, incredibly busy. I have a job, I have a family, and if I can do it, you can succeed too. And I can show you how if you'll just let me. You will let me, won't you? So, most of the crash diet plans out there pretend to focus on metabolism. But instead of boosting your metabolism, many of them actually completely destroy it. Your metabolism is directly affected by the amount of fat to muscle ratio that you have. It's this balance between the number of calories you take in versus the number of calories that you expend through your day-to-day activities that make up your metabolism. And the easiest way to increase that metabolism and greatly affect how your body burns stored fat for the long term is by making small, sustainable, stackable changes to your diet and exercise routines. First, most of the plans out there focus on diet only and rarely mention exercise. And the ones that do mention exercise rarely focus on diet. Sure, they may throw in 25 nutrition tips, but I mean, really, you know. Second, they stick so many rules on you that you can barely function. Who wants that? And to top it all off, you're cutting your current diet by so much that you just feel tired and darn near starving all the time. Listen, I get it. If I asked you which you preferred, to lose 10 pounds in 2 weeks or 10 pounds in 4, which would you choose? Well, if you're like most people, then you probably said 2 weeks. Now, what if I put a new little spin on it? And what if I told you that at the end of 4 weeks, you'll gain 9 of those 10 pounds back? Which would you choose then? This, my friends, is a blatant lie of omission that some of the quick weight loss programs out there make. Sure, it's absolutely possible to lose a lot of weight fast, and it happens all the time. You know, for everybody that shows me pictures of a 4-week transformation, I say show me the next 4 months. You can make small changes to your eating habits, which will have large impacts on your weight loss over the long term, especially when stacked on top of each other. And believe me when I tell you this, you'll come out better off in the long run, likely having lost more fat than those out there on their crash diets. In my Fat Loss Academy course, I share 20 excellent simple changes in Lesson 9 that are small, sustainable, and stackable. So if you're interested in that, go over to fatlossacademy.com for more information. The final M in the M4 is your momentum. So we focused on adjusting your mindset, we've determined some metrics, and we're working towards adjusting your metabolism with small, sustainable, stackable changes. You may be wondering how to maintain your weight loss momentum, and you know, that's key. Remember, you're going to have ups and downs. You're going to have good days and not so good days on the journey to the ultimate fat loss goal, losing fat, no matter the amount. And you have to remember, it's truly that. It's a journey. Sometimes there are roadblocks and there's road construction. And, you know, you have to take a small detour. And so when you hit a plateau or you hit one of those roadblocks, it's not, you don't give up on the journey and turn around and go home. You don't pull off of the highway. You keep going, you find a new route, you push on, and you get to your destination. And that's what we're looking for here. Look where you've come from. You know, go back to your metrics, the starting point of your journey. You know, your original weight, you know, however many inches you started with, or however many pounds of fat or your body fat percentage. Mark on your map the different points of interest along the way. So, you know, mark off all of those smaller goals you've achieved. And then look at where you are now relative to your starting point. You know, look at your current weight, your current body fat percentage, and your current fitness level. You're sure to feel motivated to continue when you see how far it is you've come. Now, you're almost to the end of the journey. Don't give up. So, there are many people in this country that struggle with weight and how to succeed at weight loss. For years, I was one of those people. And I think it has a lot to do with the fact that much of what you've been told is a lie at worst and only the partial truth at best. So instead of blindly following most diet programs that don't give you a definite plan, I want you to consider the four pillars of lasting weight loss next time you evaluate a plan. You'll stand a better chance of losing the weight and keeping it off. So ask yourself, do they help me get the proper mindset? Do they give me good solid metrics? Or do they help me define metrics that I'm going to want to measure? And not just long-term goals, but the short-term things that you can measure to be successful. Do they focus on both parts of metabolism? And there are actually three parts, and we'll discuss this in one of the future modules of Fat Burners 101. And do they help you give you a system to keep the momentum? You know, what encouragement and support are you getting to make sure you keep your momentum? If you find a diet plan with these four aspects out there, you know, like I said earlier, buy it. You know, get it. It's a great plan. And you're going to stand a better chance of losing the fat and keeping it off for a really long time. In the next video, we're going to talk about four secrets to staying motivated and how to integrate each of those with the middle management M4 to help you burn fat and keep it off. So I look forward to seeing you in Module 2.